Kia ora and welcome, especially to those of you who are visiting here on holiday. May your time in Northland refresh you for the year ahead. My name is Kimberly Nielsen. My husband Mike and I are ministry team leaders here for groups at Whangarei Central Baptist, and I'm really excited to be sharing with you this morning. This morning we will take part in a faith practice known as Faith 5. I came across it while looking for ideas to help Mike and I share our faith meaningfully with our boys, and it's something that we hope to do more of as a family in the coming year. Faith 5 was developed by Dr. Rich Melheim and is outlined in his book, Holding Your Family Together, 5 Simple Steps for Bringing Your Family Closer to God and Each Other. It's used around the world, not just in homes, but in churches and in small groups. These 5 steps that we'll be working through this morning are share, read, talk, pray, and bless. As they were developed for families, these steps involve a lot of interaction. So the first thing I need you to do is to get into small groups of 2 or 3. Our children are joining us for the entire service today while Sunday school takes a break. So if you're sitting near a family, can I encourage you to see if one of their children would like to buddy up with you for the next 15 or 20 minutes? So yeah, you're going to need a buddy. And just have a quick look around too to check whether there's anyone sitting near you who doesn't have a partner and check if they'd like to join you. All right, we're good? Everyone's got a partner? Cool. So when I say go, the first thing that I need you to do is to turn to your partner and introduce yourself. Make sure that you know one another's names. And once you've done that, I need you to share with your partner one high from 2018 and one low from 2018. You've got 2 minutes. The little rainbow circle in the corner of the screen is a countdown. So that when that stops, your time is up. All right, off you go. Okay, time is up. Now that we have shared our highs and lows, the next step is to read a Bible story or a short verse. Today we'll be looking at the story of Joseph. Given that the children are in our service this morning, I've chosen to use the Jesus Storybook Bible DVD, and the clip we're going to be watching is about 5 minutes long. So sit back and enjoy.
The Forgiving Prince. Jacob had 12 sons, but of all his sons, Joseph was his favourite. One day, Jacob gave Joseph a splendid new robe. It was beautiful and rich with all the colours of the rainbow. But it made Joseph's brothers jealous. They wanted rich rainbow robes too. Then, to make matters worse, Joseph kept on having these special dreams. I dreamed I was the greatest. I was king, Joseph told his brothers, and you all bowed down to me. Now, I'm sure you know, even if Joseph didn't, that telling your brothers things like that isn't a very good idea. So Joseph's brothers hated him even more. They wanted to kill Joseph and his dreams. And one day, that's exactly what they tried to do. They tore Joseph's rainbow robe off him and sold him to slave traders for 20 pieces of silver. The traders took Joseph to Egypt and made him into a slave. The brothers went home and lied to their father, telling him that Joseph was dead. Now, that's the end of that dreamer, they thought. But they were wrong. God had a magnificent dream for Joseph's life, and even when it looked like everything had gone wrong, God would use it all to help make the dream come true. God would use everything that was happening to Joseph to do something good. Meanwhile, though, things were not looking good for Joseph in Egypt. He was far from home and from his dad. Then he got blamed for something he didn't do. And even though he had done nothing wrong, he was punished and thrown in jail. But God had not left Joseph. One night, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had a scary dream about thin cows gobbling up fat cows. What on earth did it mean? He didn't know. But Joseph was a dream expert, so Pharaoh sent for him. It means a famine is coming, Joseph explained. There won't be enough food. Pharaoh was so pleased by Joseph's skill that he immediately took Joseph out of jail and made him a prince.
Now, back home, Joseph's brothers had run out of food and everyone was hungry. God's special family was in danger. If they didn't get food soon, they would starve to death. So Joseph's brothers travelled to Egypt to buy food. They came and knelt before the new prince. His brothers didn't know that the prince was Joseph. But Joseph knew who they were. Joseph's dream, the one about his brothers bowing down to him, was coming true. "It's me," Joseph cried. But when they saw it was Joseph, his brothers were afraid. They had wronged Joseph. They had sinned and they knew it. And now Joseph would certainly punish them. But Joseph looked at his brothers and his eyes filled with tears. Even though his brothers had hurt him and hated him and wanted him dead, in spite of everything, he couldn't stop loving them. His heart, which they had broken, filled up with love, and Joseph forgave them. Joseph threw his arms around them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Behind what you were doing, underneath everything that was happening, God was doing something good. God was making everything right again." Joseph didn't punish them. He rescued them. He brought God's special family to live safely with him in Egypt. One day, God would send another prince, a young prince whose heart would break. Like Joseph, he would leave his home and his father. His brothers would hate him and want him dead. He would be sold for pieces of silver. He would be punished even though he had done nothing wrong. But God would use everything that happened to this young prince, even the bad things, to do something good, to forgive sins of the whole world.
The story of Joseph just fascinates me. There are so many times where he could have asked, "Where is God? Why has he abandoned me?" His brothers sold him. That's not good brother behavior. He was a slave. He ended up in prison after someone told lies about him. He was forgotten in prison. And yet, when we look at Joseph's story as a whole, we see that God was with him. He was protecting him and training him and guiding him and looking after him every step of the way. Not only was God looking after Joseph, but he used Joseph to ensure the survival of his people. You know, when reading the Old Testament, we can sometimes get a bit sidetracked by the person that the story is about, in this case, Joseph, and we can end up forgetting that the main character of each story is actually God. So what do we learn about God through the story of Joseph? Firstly, we learn that God is with us, always, even when it looks or feels like he's not. In the biblical telling of Joseph's story, God is really mentioned, but the phrase keeps appearing, "The Lord was with Joseph." So whatever has happened in the past year, and whatever happens this coming year, may you know that God is with you too. Secondly, we learn that God turns bad things into good. In Romans 8:28, we read, "We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose." Through Joseph's story, we see God working all things together for good. He didn't stop bad things from happening to Joseph. Instead, he used those things to bless Joseph and to have him in the right place at the right time so that people could be saved. When Joseph confronts his brothers in Genesis 50:20, he says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." And finally, we learn that God gives us the strength to forgive those who hurt us. There is no hurt that he cannot heal. By choosing to forgive his brothers and allowing God to work through him, Joseph's own story became so much sweeter. Is there something that you need to let go of, or someone who you need to forgive? Perhaps it's time to ask God to give you the strength you need to do this. So step 3 is for us to talk about what we've read, or in this case, watched, and with your partner, talk about how the story of Joseph relates to your highs and lows. Try to answer one of the following questions. What is God trying to say to you through the story of Joseph? Or how can you see God working in your highs and lows this past year? You have another 2 minutes, off you go. So, we have shared our highs and lows, we've read a Bible story, we've talked about how that story relates to our highs and lows. Now it's time to pray. Pray for one another's highs and lows by name, thanking God for the highs and asking for his help with the lows. You have another 2 minutes for this. Let's pray. Our final step this morning is to bless one another. Before we do this, check with your partner whether they would like you to put your hand on their shoulder or to make a little cross on their forehead with your finger while you bless them. If your partner doesn't want to be touched, that's okay too. And for this blessing, we will say God bless in our partner's name in 2019. So bless your partners. Thank you for being part of our time together this morning. Joy and her team will now come up for our final song. If you would like to know more about Faith 5, the faith practice we've used this morning, the church has purchased a few copies of this book. And you can borrow it from the library after the holidays. Or you can come and see me after the service, and we've got some bookmarks that outline it too if you want to take home and try it at home as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kimberly.